this year's love, it better last. Heaven knows it's high time. I've been waiting on my own too long. And when you hold me like you do, it feels so right. Oh, now I start to forget how my heart gets torn.
It's Wednesday, October 5th, 2011. I'm Ben Bowden, and this is the First Baptist Daily, a daily podcast aimed at the understanding and application of God's Word. I've got something incredible to share with you today. Yesterday began like any other day. I woke up in the morning, got ready, went to work, came home in the evening. But after we put the girls to bed, that's when it began. I sat down on my couch, and God spoke to me, like God Almighty. He began to speak to me. And this is what he said. He said, "Trust in me at all times. Pour out your heart before me. I am your refuge." All right, here it is, 2011, and I heard God speak to me. And the crazy thing is, you can hear the same thing. It's found in Psalm 62, verse 8. That's where I read it. See, the Bible is precious. It is God's very word to us, so much so that when we read it, we can hear the voice of God. 2 Timothy 3:16 through 17 tells us exactly what we're dealing with whenever we open the Bible. Let's read it together. It says, "All Scripture is breathed out by God and is profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness, that the man of God may be competent, equipped for every good work." Now let's break this down in three sections. First of all Scripture. All right, not just part of it, but all of it comes from God. The Bible is different than all other books. In the Bible, God tells us what He wants us to know. All right, second part, you have all Scripture is breathed out by God. And what does this mean, breathed out by God? Well, there are two passages that are helpful here. 1 Thessalonians 2, verse 13 says, "And we also thank God constantly for this, that when you received the word of God, which you heard from us, you accepted it, not as the word of men, but as what it really is, the word of God, which is at work in you believers." All right, the Bible is the word of certain men. They heard the word from us, is what it says. So it's the word of certain men. But because God is working through those men as they speak and write, the Bible is really the word of God, as Paul says. Another passage is 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 20 and 21. It says this, "Knowing this first of all, that no prophecy of Scripture comes from someone's own interpretation. For no prophecy was ever produced by the will of man, but men spoke from God as they were carried along by the Holy Spirit." The Holy Spirit did a special work in producing the Bible. What they wrote, the men, what they wrote was not as much from them as it was from the Holy Spirit who moved them to write what they did. So the Bible is, number one, from human authors. But number two, even more, from God. God worked by His Spirit to make sure that what they wrote would be exactly what He wanted. Therefore, we have the doctrine of inerrancy. I like what Joshua Harris says. He says, "The orthodox teaching of the Christian church down through the centuries has been that God's word in its original manuscripts is inerrant. This means that it is totally true, free from error, in all it affirms." All right, so we have that all Scripture is breathed out by God. Number three, it is profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness, that the man of God might be competent, equipped for every good work. And his point is this, because the Bible is from God, It is also very helpful and useful in causing us to grow as we should. Or you can think of it like this. Because the Bible is what it is, it can do what it does. It is true that when we open the Bible and read it, there's nothing that can really measure the weightiness of what is taking place. God Almighty is actually speaking to us. Let us pray like the psalmist in Psalm 119. Incline my heart to your word. Open my eyes that I may behold wondrous things out of your law. And in so doing, make much of Christ in all the earth. I'm Ben Bowden, and I'll meet you again tomorrow on the First Baptist Daily.
This is loving better late.